You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got Wi-Fi in the studio. Larson, kia ora, how are you?
Great. Considering, yeah.
Considering it's so early and you've been busy in Wellington for the last wee while. Yeah. We've also got Schofield Strangelove, aka Nava, in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. We are chatting to you as some of the crew behind Noah Records because you're busy at the moment. You're doing a lot of cool stuff. Deep Dive Festival, which is not this weekend, but the next weekend, and some amazing things with Black Grace, which we'll talk about shortly. But you have just been in Wellington for a week doing a residency at the Pyramid Club. How was that? That must have been quite a cool time.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was interesting, you know, like waking up that morning. We were about to leave Navarre's house and then found out that, you know, things could start
popping
off.
Out there maybe?
Yeah, with the lockdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, felt a bit shaky, but yeah, it was nice to follow through with it, and it was pretty wholesome, eh? Like, it was nice to connect with everyone down there and still do our thing, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems like a really nice, we were talking about this before, it's like not a dissimilar vibe to the kind of audio foundation scene up here. There's like a lot of experimental like sound art and music making going on. It seems like a nice community who are just kind of up for hearing new stuff and new projects and a little bit of experimentation. Did you guys find it was like a helpful time for like trying out new stuff, or were you kind of just rehashing old things? How did it feel in that space?
I guess in a similar sort of fashion to Audio Foundation, there's a lot of like improvisational music, so there was a lot of that through the residency as well. And yeah, just that whole, you know, there's a kind of cast surrounding Pyramid Club of really great improvisers and stuff, so yeah, it was really cool to have the opportunity to spend time with them and then also like, you know, play alongside them and collaborate.
Yeah, totally. And you've been doing a bit of stuff with Ricky Gooch recently, is that right? How's that been for you?
Oh, yeah, it's been all good. Just kind of, I know, always checking in on my tour, Ricky. He's awesome. Yeah, he's a wellspring of knowledge, and yeah, it's really cool to have that connection. And yeah, I got to spend time with him down there as well.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and we played on the last night, which was nice. Kind of had a bit of a release. Yeah.
Sweet. That would have been a pretty special time. Nava, what did you kind of like take away from that week down in Welly? Did you feel like it was like helpful for trying out new stuff for you, or did you just have fun?
Yeah, I felt like a lot of the like personal work I've been doing in the last year has really came into play, and it just felt really good to be on. Not that it doesn't, but I just felt like really at home. But one thing I took away, I don't know. I've been thinking about moving to Wellington, but it's too cold.
Good to know.
I was thinking about it, and then
I think that's something we've mentioned. Like, I think the last few times we've gone to Wellington, it's been miraculous that we have like almost a whole week of beautiful weather. So like this time it wasn't like
it was actually off.
Did you catch the sleet that was happening down there? Were you there when that was
What's
going
that?
On?
A sleet?
It's like wet snow, just like
halfway
between rain and snow.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Well, there you go. That's another point against Wellington. Yeah, sorry to any Wellingtonians listening.
Yeah. Love you, but nah.
They're warm people, though.
Yeah, very much so.
Definitely. And I kind of wanted to ask, because we haven't actually really had a chance to have a proper chat for a wee while about Noah Records. For people who aren't necessarily familiar with what you do as like a label or as a community, how did it start, Larson? And what's kind of the buzz? What is the kopapa?
Well, I guess in a nutshell. Oh, there's Dave.
Crazy. Hey. Come in, Dave.
New players entered the building.
we'll let Dave catch their breath in the corner there, and you can tell us a little bit about Noah Records.
Yeah, it was, just following from experiences from the grow room stuff I learned there, and particularly allowing things to be what they are in different situations, jamming and...
Mm-hmm.
And just looking to open new spaces of intention to nurture alternative spaces for Indigenous music.
Yeah.
So I know that's a journey that we always, it's unfolding.
Yeah.
And it's a good space to be in, you know, like something that's, there's not a whole lot that's seen in terms of what we're working from. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know, just kind of nudging around to, you know, create new spaces of intention. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I think that's been really apparent in the last, I guess, weird pandemic year. You've managed to make a lot of incredible music. You've released a bunch of albums from people connected to the community. You've also put out the wonderful Keep Your Distance record, which was like a direct response to the pandemic and, I guess, like Indigenous experiences within that space as well. Mm. What have been some of the, like, I guess, conversations or points that have kicked off from the work that's been happening in the last year?
Conversations. I guess... Well, a lot of the, like, work between us, I feel, is, like, in between. It's the kind of, like, sense of whānau that mm-hmm. we share. So a lot of it kind of bounces between us. But then also, I guess, even the influence of, you know, Talanoa and kind of moving into these different spaces of conversation with elders, and that's always great feedback and kind of shifting out from, I guess, the visions that we're seeing.
Yeah.
Back out to soak up knowledge that's already out there and
and
connecting it, weaving it all together, like particularly, I guess, within our context, it's like, you know, it's across the moana, so mm-hmm. there's a whole lot that we can draw from, and it's like, yeah, it's always strengthening in terms of finding perspectives.
Yeah.
That come up in these conversations, yeah.
Yeah, totally. It feels like a real magnet for some really interesting work that's happening, not just in Tamaki Makaurau, but across the country at the moment. There's a lot of really cool stories and conversations that are feeding into what you folks are doing. Nova, I want to hear a little bit about Black Grace. What are you folks going to be getting up to? Oh, get it.
Nans is here.
Yeah, come in, come through. Kia ora, Dave, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. Kia ora, Zoe.
Dave, aka Liao, how's it going? Tell us a bit about Black Grace. What's happening there?
Since the RNZ sessions were released the other week, just, I guess, moments like those are like really big opportunities to connect with more of our community.
Totally.
And I guess we got hit up by Abby Crowther, who co-directs Black Grace with Neo Iremia. Sorry, just still catching my breath.
It's all good. And Black Grace, for people who aren't familiar, is an amazing dance company. They do a lot of cool as performance art. It's pretty incredible stuff. So you're going to be doing some music making in that space.
Yeah, so it's really surreal. So they've taken the two tracks that we did for the live sessions, and they've done like choreography to them, so
that's so sick.
Yeah, no, it's real beautiful. Like ever since I conceptualized the how Liao performances would look like after we released it, I always wanted to do like a performance tour of sorts. We're just playing the instruments, and we have like a choir singing the songs, and like
incredible
performance group doing Siva. And like to actually sort of see an aspect of that reality of like, wow, like
that's pretty special.
So next Friday we're gonna be performing two shows with our friend Levi on Lap Steel.
Yes.
And yeah, it's gonna be cool. We're gonna do a number of songs, and two of them they'll be choreographed performances too.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of those tracks, I mean, all of your tracks are amazing, but one of those tracks that I think people really, really resonate with, because it's a song a lot of people already know, is Musica Malie, because that's like a standard, and you've taken it and you've made it your own track. How has those, like, I guess, responses been for you? Because that is like a song with a history that you're making part of your own set. How have people kind of like responded to that?
I think it's been, I don't know, what I really enjoy the most about our Noah Records performances, particularly the Liao performances, that it somehow, not somehow, I guess through the energy of rehashing these old conversations and these old energies of music, a lot of intergenerational sort of conversation Talanoa starts happening.
Yeah.
And it's real wonderful seeing commentary across the medias from people from older generations. It's like, this is music I can dance to. I'm like, heck yeah, this is definitely music you can dance to. Because, you know, if you like the music, you're more than deserving to be allowed to, like, dance to it.
Hard out, yeah.
And I can't help but feel real blessed to be the mokopuna of those generations, like, still sort of feeding sustenance between each other.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Nava, I'll ask you about the Schofield Strangelove project now, if we swing that mic down, just because we're all here as well. Nah, I want to, because we haven't had a chance to chat about it either, and it's another kind of like thread in this tapestry that is what you are all creating at Noah Records. And we were laughing before we came on air that it's weird to hear it early in the morning because it feels like late night music. How do you write for this particular project?
Usually just by, or I mean, I've only ever really written the stuff that's released, and it's usually been alone.
Yeah.
The last one, these guys were in the room over next door.
Yeah.
Just before Valentine's, and it was kind of just a hustle. But yeah, it's usually just a very insular thing, and I guess I was still trying to figure out how to make music at the time, so it was late night and it was early morning, so it was like, yeah, it was a lot of...
Kind of sits in those...
It was everywhere in between as well, like I was... That's all I was doing at the time, just figuring it out. And so I think, yeah, maybe it is late night.
Maybe
yeah.
it's got, it's, it feels it's like it sits slow. In those slippage spaces, those time slippage spaces.
Mm.
Thank you all so much for coming in and chatting to us. You are going to be playing those two shows with Black Grace. And I think, what's the name of those again? Is it called...
The Outsider's Ball.
The Outsider's Ball. You can jump on the Black Grace website to find the details and tickets for those. And you're also going to be playing Deep Dive Festival as well on the 10th down at the homeland of Whammy Bar, which is going to be mean. That'll be heaps of fun. So we'll see you there as well. Thank you all so much for coming in this morning and chatting to us. We're going to listen to Tallulah from Schofield Strange Love now.
Uh-huh.
And then I reckon we'll have some Musica Malie afterwards to top it all off. So thank you all so much for popping in.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.